Welcome back to the program as we switch over to the NBA. We'll put the college tournament behind us for a little while, and we're going to get back out to the wild, wild west. And we are delighted to have another special guest alongside, Bob Licht, who is the voice of the New Orleans Hornets. And I think one of the great stories in pro sports over the last 5-10 years, the Hornets arguably the best team in the NBA that nobody wants to call the best team in the NBA. Bob, are they frustrated by that, or do they like kind of continuing to lay in the weeds a little bit?
I think the latter. Byron Scott loves saying that, you know, you stay under the radar a little bit. People won't consider you top shelf and top rung, and before you know it, you sneak up on a lot of folks. I think that's a great way to put it. The problem is right now you're standing atop the West with a month to go. It's kind of hard to hide.
Yeah, what's been the key for this club in terms of having a guy night in, night out sort of step up, like we were talking about a little bit off air? It seems to me that Houston's a case like that. Yeah, they've lost a couple in a row, but it seemed like during that streak they had a guy that was sort of unheralded step up. What's allowed the Hornets to sort of have a guy like that step up every evening?
Well, you know, it's taken a lot of pressure off of different individuals. Obviously, you have a superstar in Chris Paul, and I think in today's NBA, it's almost impossible to maintain it. It was amazing to see Houston win 22 straight, especially after they lost their leading scorer and rebounder, Yao Ming. Chris Paul kind of keeps it all together. I think everybody feeds off of that. But recently, you made the trade, you know, with Houston for Bonzi Wells, and he has started to come into the forefront. One of the amazing stories over the last 2 weeks is their first-round draft pick, Julian Wright, who has been working out with Chris Paul, coming to the arena early, working out early prior to ball games with Chris Paul. I think it's rubbing off on him. And he has suddenly become not just a guy who's in the rotation, but one of the first or second guys who comes off the bench. And I just think when you have a disciplined young star on your team like Chris Paul, who sets the tone, by this time of the season, either the other guys have accepted it or they haven't. And I think the indication that others have stepped up recently shows you that they have accepted his leadership and they're following it.
Jim, I know you and Bob have got some history together from a couple years together with the Hornets, and it's got to be interesting for you. I mean, it's kind of like you're locked in this 18 cage match out in the West, and you see this Hornets team that you helped build, and now you're over there with the Lakers. And did you have any idea that the Hornets were going to be this good this soon?
Yes, I did. I tell you, after they drafted CP3, and after having a year of just watching him orchestrate, and you see his growth and his maturity and knowledge of the game, there's no doubt that he was going to be the leader. And the team's just scrappy. I mean, and now guys are stepping up, and they're maturing and understanding their roles. And you know, and Bob mentioned the right kid, and I've watched him grow. Unfortunately, New Orleans is my team to scout and prepare for him, and I thought we had a decent plan going into him last weekend. You know, Paul twisted his ankle, and it was lights out. We gave him a game for a half, but it's just too much, and they've got weapons. And as Wright steps up, Bonzi steps up. You know, Parr goes up and down sometimes, but his energy's always there. Mo Pete's there. So Jakovic is spied up in the corner, and CP's just dishing it out, and they've got a wonderful young basketball team that's just going to get better.
You know, Bob, our home base is here in Chicago for Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News, and to say that we didn't see Tyson Chandler being the player that he's become would be putting it mildly, not because the natural ability wasn't there, but he just didn't seem to have the feel for the game here in Chicago that he's clearly demonstrating in New Orleans. What's been the difference with him?
Where do you start? When the trade was first made and he came to New Orleans for the first time, Byron Scott and Kenny Gattison and the staff basically broke his game down. They said, we're starting over. You are not utilized offensively in Chicago. Byron Scott had a history with Tyson Chandler in that Tyson's an L.A. guy. He saw him play in high school and knew that he was getting a fabulous athlete, a guy who could run the floor. Very unusual to get a big man with good hands, with a good head on his shoulders, with a feel for the game that can run the floor like that. And kind of some harmonic convergence going on, because he and Chris Paul have ridiculous chemistry. And I'll refer to one of the weird stats of the season. Somebody somewhere keeps a stat of league-leading alley-oops from one player to the next. And they, those two have combined on more alley-oop dunks than any other tandem in the league. And I think the second tandem has about 80 fewer alley-oop dunks. But I say that because it refers to their ability to get a feel for one another on the floor. And I know Jim can appreciate this. It's so rare in today's NBA that two guys who are so young and haven't really played together that long have that chemistry on the court and even off the court. But Tyson started over. The Hornets had a big man in Kenny Gattison work with him along with Byron Scott to just slow his game down a little bit, have the ability to take a jump shot, to take a face-up jumper that really the Chicago Bulls never afforded him the opportunity for. And also remember, when Chicago made the deal, Elton Brand, on draft night, they were getting a guy who was coming from high school. And it's my understanding that Chicago didn't necessarily have a big man coach work with him on a regular basis. And I think that probably hurt his development early on. But I think they put that behind them a little bit. And they understand that, you know, Tyson Chandler is not a great low post presence, but he's a work in progress, and they love what has happened. I think Chris Paul is the kind of guy that makes everybody around him so much better, and Tyson's a classic example of that.
Bob, unfortunately, we're out of time, but let me ask you quickly before we go. Is this team ready to go deep in the playoffs now, maybe get to the finals, or is the veteran experience lacking that they're still maybe a year away?
Well, you know what? If you look at the age of the club and the lack of playoff experience, your short answer is no. But after what I saw Chris Paul do against Chicago in the fourth quarter this week, he put the team on his shoulders and did something that nobody thought was possible. I wouldn't rule anything out. Chris Paul is one of those guys. He's a one-in-a-million talent, and I wouldn't put anything past a team that he's leading.
Bob Licht is the play-by-play voice of the New Orleans Hornets. Thank you very much for joining us, Bob. We take another quick commercial break here and back with more right after these messages.